Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me Putri to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
This is RRI, Voice of Indonesia. Here is the news, read by Ahmad Faisal. First, the headlines. The USA appreciates the 2019 Indonesian general elections. Chairperson of NU, Said Akil, calls for the people not to organize unconstitutional movement. Now the news in detail. A spokesman of the U.S. Department of State, Morgan Ortagus, appreciated the simultaneous general elections, presidential and legislative elections in Indonesia on April 17. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Morgan Ortagus said in a statement in Jakarta on Friday that a vigorous campaign and overall participation from the public, civil society, and the media in Indonesia underscore the strength and dynamics of Indonesia's democracy. He added that the United States is looking forward to collaborating with elect leaders in Indonesia. Through increasing economic cooperation, strong security relations, and joint global policy priorities. Chairperson of the Nahdlatul Ulama Executive Board, Said Akil Siroj, appealed for Indonesian people, especially in Nahdlatul Ulama members, not to make an unconstitutional movement in responding to the result of the 2019 general elections. Said Akil affirmed in Surabaya, East Java on Friday that all parties could accept with great heart whatever result are obtained based on ongoing democracy party. Deputy Chairperson of the Aceh Ulama Consultative Assembly, Tengku Faisal Ali, called for Indonesian people to reunite after they differed in their political choices in the 2019 general elections. He asked supporters not to respond to the election results with excessive action. As reported by The Republika Online, Faisal Ali said in Banda Aceh on Friday that differences in political affairs are natural, but after the election, there is no difference. He hoped that these differences would be discarded and Indonesian people are reunited to develop the nation and state. Political observer from the Bogor Agricultural Institute, Sofian Shaf, hopes that the General Election Commission or KPU may accelerate the ballot counting of the 2019 general elections. As quoted by Antara News Agency in Bogor, West Java, Friday, Sofian Shaf said that a number of rapid counting processes from survey institutions that win the incumbent are considered by opposing camp are not representative. He considers that this condition is prone to causing chaos in the community, especially regarding opinions on social media. This can lead to opposition to one another's different views. Even so, he is optimistic that the joint TNI Indonesian police apparatus is able to secure the post-election situation, such as before the implementation until the voting day. 18 national and multinational companies are interested in investing in the oil and gas sector. This can be seen from their efforts to access the auction of 5 conventional oil and gas working areas in Phase 1 in 2019, since opening on February 21. Based on data received by Antara News Agency in Jakarta on Friday, the five oil and gas working areas that were auctioned consist of two production areas for oil and gas production and three exploration oil and gas working areas. The two production working areas offered are the West Kampar Block, located in Riau and North Sumatra, and the Long Stride Block on the Riau mainland. While the three exploration working areas offered are Anabas Block of the Riau Islands Coast, the West Ganal Block of the coast of East Kalimantan, and finally the West Kaimana Block on land and off the coast of West Papua. Rector of Widya Mandira Kupang Catholic University in East Nusa Tenggara, NTT, Peter Philippus Tull considered that the system of the simultaneous presidential and legislative elections needs to be separated so that the community has the opportunity to choose good quality representatives of the people. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Philippus Tull said in Kupang on Friday that the concentration of voters in the 2019 general elections was only focused on the presidential election, while legislative election received little attention because various issues of the presidential election campaign were very dominant. So the process of selecting people's representatives is based on kinship. Then the quality of the legislative members can be overlooked. He also said that this is related to the idea of Vice President Yusuf Kalla, who wants the legislative election and presidential election in 2024 to be separated. According to Vice President Yusuf Kalla, the 2019 simultaneous electoral system is very complicated. Even though it has a positive impact on budget savings, but it does not produce good quality parliamentary members. The Oil and Gas Special Task Force, or MIGAS, noted that in the first quarter of 2019, the realization of oil and gas investment reached more than $2,000 billion, or around 31 trillion rupiah. As quoted by Republika Online, head of communication unit for the Oil and Gas Special Task Force, Wisnu Prabowo Tahir, said in Jakarta on Friday that the investment realization was based on calculating drilling costs, facility maintenance, and operating activities from January to March 31st. Even though it has reached $2.2 billion, this amount means 15% of the total oil and gas investment target set at $14.7 this year. Wisnu Prabowo Tahir also said that several activities are still ongoing, mainly drilling, maintenance of facilities, and operational activities have not been charged to the state. That was the news read by Ahmad Faisal.
Voice of Indonesia.
The first news comes from South Sumatra. The central government supervises and repairs the transport of rivers, lakes, and crossings, or SDP. This step is to anticipate things after the sinking of KM Sinar Bangun in Lake Toba a year ago. Director General of Land Transportation Dirjen Hubdat Budi Setiadi said that his party is conducting arrangements for river and lake transportation in terms of regulations, facilities, infrastructure, and human resources. One of them is in the Musi River, South Sumatra, which has been designated as the National River Transport Pilot Project. The arrangement of river transport in South Sumatra focuses on the 16 Ilir region and 7 Palembang Ulu. The selection of the 16 Ilir and 7 Ulu regions in Palembang is also because the location is the node for integration of community activities, supported by integration between modes such as LRT, BRT or Transmusi, river transportation, markets, and water tourism. The next news comes from Pontianak, West Kalimantan. The PIT Partner 2.0 application makes it easier to access information about efforts to conserve PIT lands for its users, including residents of the Sungai Mata-Mata Village in Simpang Hilir District, North Kayong Regency, West Kalimantan. Adi Syahputra, a resident of Sungai Mata-Mata Village, said on Sunday that through this application, the community could exchange information about handling PIT lands, which could be seen in the application, such as ways in other areas to process and prosper the community, but does not damage PIT lands. Adi is an active user of PIT 2.0 partners and is in third place in the list of users who convey the most information through the application. He has attended training and now helps village officials and facilitators meet with residents to conduct information and education on the management and conservation of PIT lands. Latest news came from Jakarta. Visitors crowded Ragunan Wildlife Park, South Jakarta, and took advantage of the 2019 election holidays because of the promos given, which were free entry, after giving voting rights in the 2019 election on Wednesday. According to Wuri, one of the visitors who was visiting with her family, Ragunan became her choice in spending 2019 election holidays because the promos that were given, namely free entry for anybody who could provide proof of ink on the finger. On the same occasion, Tari, another visitor to Ragunan, also said that she and her family enjoyed the 2019 election holiday in Ragunan because of the promos given. Wahyudi Bambang, Ragunan Wildlife Park Information Service staff, explained they were optimistic that visitors would reach 30,000 to 80,000 on this holiday occasion. Listener, that was news from Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today in history begins with information about the crash of Air France Boeing 727-200. On April 20, 1998, Air France Boeing 727-200 took off from El Dorado Airport, Bogota, the capital city of Colombia, to Quito, the capital city of Ecuador. However, a moment after the plane took off, the plane crashed at a mountain near Bogota. The terrifying incident killed 43 passengers and 10 cabin crews. It still remains an unsolved mystery how the plane could hit mountain. Whereas Boeing 727 planes are designed to be able to operate at airports which have not been supported by proper facilities, Boeing 727 planes can land on short runway with full capacity, particularly planes with high frequency. The next information is about the mass killing at Columbine High School, USA on April 20, 1999. Two students of Columbine High School in Littleton, Colorado, US, shot their friends. The shooting killed 12 students and one teacher and wounded more than 20 others. The two perpetrators named Dylan Klobot and Eric Harris committed suicide after launching their action. The shooting is considered as one of the deadliest mass shootings at school, with the highest number of victims in U.S. history after the tragedy of Bath School. The last information is about National Consumer Day. The National Consumer Day is established based on Presidential Decree No. 13, year 2002, on the National Consumer Day. The selection of April 20th as the National Consumer Day is based on the issuance of Act No. 8, year 1999, about the protection of consumers. The commemoration of National Consumer Day aims to raise people's awareness about the importance of rights and responsibilities of consumers, and encourage government to pay more attention on the protection of consumers in Indonesia. Listener, that was Today in Story.
Voice of Indonesia.
Pernah terlintas untuk tinggalkan kamu jauh dariku kasihku, karena aku milikmu, kamu milikku, separuh nyawaku hidup bersamamu. Berdua kita lewati meski hujan badai takkan berhenti,
takkan berhenti.
Sehidup semati, mentari pun tahu ku cinta padamu. Percaya aku takkan kemana-mana, aku kan selalu ada temani hingga hari tua. Percaya aku takkan kemana-mana, setia akan ku jaga. Dari ujung kaki hingga ujung kepala, aku ingin kamu, kamu yang ku mau, belahan jiwaku, kamu masa depanku. Berdua kita lewati meski hujan badai takkan berhenti, sehidup semati, mentari pun tahu ku cinta padamu. Percaya aku takkan kemana-mana, aku kan selalu ada temani hingga hari tua. Percaya aku takkan kemana-mana, setia akan ku jaga.
Indonesia.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Bank Indonesia continues to socialize the implementation of cross-country trade using local currency in ASEAN, with banks as facilitators and potential importers and exporters. In Jakarta, this day, Executive Director of the Bank Indonesia Communication Department, Oni Wijanarko, said the local currency needs to be intensified because it was able to develop the local currency market, increase the efficiency of trade transactions, and strengthen the stabilization of the rupiah exchange rate. Bank Indonesia does rely on LCS, or local currency settlement, as an alternative cross-country trade transaction in addition to using US dollars. According to Oni Wijanarko, the settlement of bilateral trade transactions with Thailand and Malaysia, facilitated by appointed cross-currency bank dealer ACCD in Indonesia, showed a positive progress. As an illustration, until the end of the first quarter of 2019, total trade transactions through local currency settlement using the Thai baht reached $13 million, or equivalent to 185 billion rupiah. That figure shows an increase compared to the same period in 2018, which was $7 million, or equivalent to 96 billion. Meanwhile, for local currency transactions LCS using Malaysian ringgit, the amount reached $70 million, equivalent to 1 trillion rupiah. That number increased sharply compared to the same period in 2018, amounting to $6 million, equivalent to 83 billion rupiah. The LCS implementation is a follow-up to the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding between Bank Indonesia, Bank Negara Malaysia, or BNM, and the Central Bank of Thailand, or BOT, on December 23, 2016, in order to encourage the use of local currency. This is part of the efforts of the three banks to reduce dependence on the US dollar, improve the development of the local currency market, and carry out direct transactions between market participants, so that it is expected to contribute to market efficiency and maintain exchange rate stability. The use of LCS in the region was further expanded and strengthened by an agreement among BI, BNM, BOT, and the Philippine Central Bank in the Asian Finance Minister and Central Bank Governors meeting on April 5, 2019 in Chiang Rai, Thailand. That was My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Sebuah rahasia, benarkah kata?
Voice of Indonesia.
RRI was office Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, Indonesia has a lot of kinds of typical culinary, beginning from foods until beverages which arouse appetite. In West Kalimantan province, especially in Pontianak, there is typical drink, namely Petrus ice cream, which becomes fresh icon of the Ecuador city. Ice cream is named Petrus because the founder of the ice cream can be found in front of Petrus School in Pontianak, West Kalimantan. The ice cream becomes a legend because it has been managed by the third generation. There are 6 flavors of the ice cream, namely chocolate, strawberry, cempedak, jackfruit, durian, and vanilla. The dough of the ice cream tastes smooth and sweet. It is very appropriate to quench thirst at the Ecuador city. The specialty of Petrus ice cream always utilizes local ingredients, beginning from red peanut, seaweed, until leaf jelly. Another uniqueness of the ice cream is served in young coconut shell, which is split into 2 parts. The price of the ice cream is only 8,000 rupiah and 15,000 rupiah per portion. Cool and fresh will be tasted in every spoon. If you choose durian or cempedak flavor, those fruits fragrant will add the enjoyment of Petrus ice cream. To keep the flavors, Petrus ice cream vendor does not make fruit ice cream if the fruit season does not come. The distinction of Petrus ice cream is stuffing, which is not spread on the ice cream, but it is put under the ice cream. The way to enjoy the ice cream can be consumed separately between ice cream and its stuffing, but it can be mixed manually by adding fresh coconut milk. If you want to buy Petrus ice cream as souvenir without melting, you should choose the big portion of the ice cream. The ice cream will be neatly packaged with dry ice, so it can last until 8 hours. If you are a true lover of ice cream and you want to taste Petrus ice cream, please set your time to visit Pontianak City to buy the ice cream which has existed since 1950. Listener, that was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Putri Safiradla. Thank you for listening and see you next time.
Voice of Indonesia.
Sengaja melupakanmu,
tapi hatiku selalu untukmu. Denganmu kutemukan cahaya hatiku denganmu. Kutemukan cinta sejatiku, ada cinta dan ada benci. Kita tertawa dan menangis hingga akhir umurku nanti. Kau tak pernah terganti. Mencintaimu sungguh mudah, semudah 1, 2, 3. Tapi ternyata cinta kita tak semudah yang kita kira. Ada saat ku berpaling, tak sengaja melupakanmu, tapi hatiku selalu untukmu. Denganmu
Indonesia.
Well, listener, here is Miss Eleni that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Miss Eleni, a regular segment featuring various aspects of Indonesia, including art and culture, customs and tradition, technology and environment, even lifestyle. Today's edition will be discussing the intrinsic meaning of ulos from North Sumatra. So stay tuned in RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Besides via shortwave, you can also listen to this program through www.voi.co.id. Ulos, or often called kain ulos, is typical Indonesian fabric or cloth. It belongs to Batak tribe, or to be precise, ethnicity in North Sumatra. According to their belief, there are 3 sources of warmth in life, namely the sun, fire, and ulos. Batak people mostly live in the mountains or hills, so besides the sun, ulos is also become a source of warmth for them. Ulos cloth has an important role in the life of the Batak society. In addition to its uses in daily activities, ulos is also part of major events such as weddings, births, or funerals. Kain ulos or ulos cloth have distinctive role in Batak society. In the past, ancient ulos cloth worn by the Batak royal family was adorned with gold and silver decoration. Any big event or celebration is considered not valid without ulos. Ulos is divided into 16 types. Every type of ulos cloth has a different meaning and function. According to the Batak's ancestors, one of the elements that give life to the human body is the warmth. This due to the fact that early Batak people chose to live in the high plains that has a cold temperature. There are several types of ulos often used by Batak people in wedding ceremonies and death rituals. Antakantak ulos, for instance, is used as a shawl by elderlies in mourning, but it is also used as a cloth wrapped around one's body during the time of manortor or dancing. While Ragihotang ulos is given to a bride and a groom who are conducting the Hela traditional party. The presentation of Hela ulos means that the parents of the bride have agreed to give away their daughter to be married to a man who then would be referred to as Hela or son-in-law. The ulos presentation is always accompanied by giving a mandar Hela or sarung for the son-in-law, which indicates that the man should no longer behave like a single man but should behave as a parent-to-be. This sarung should always be used in and brought to traditional events. There is also Pinuncaan ulos used for various purposes in grief and joy by traditional kings. Common people may wear it, but after fulfilling some guidelines, for example, only at weddings or ceremonies in use by Suhut Sihabolonon, Hasuhuton or the host. Ulos also serves as ulos pasamot in a marriage ceremony. Ulos pasamot is given by the parents of the bride or hula-hula to the parents of the groom or pangoli, as a sign that they have legitimately become close relatives. Well, that was Miscellany today about the meaning of ulos. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Voice of Indonesia.
Resah dan gelisah. Sini di sudut sekolah, tempat yang kau janjikan, ingin jumpa denganku walau mencuri waktu. Berdusta pada guru, malu aku. Semut merah yang berbaris di dinding menatapku curiga, seakan penuh tanya, sedang apa di sini? Menanti pacar jawabku. Takkan terlupa kisah kasih.
di sekolah dengan si dia. Tiada masa paling indah, masa-masa di sekolah. Tiada kisah paling indah, kisah kasih di sekolah. Malu, aku malu pada semut merah yang berbaris di dinding. Menatapku curiga, seakan penuh tanya, sedang apa di sini? Menanti pacar jawabku. Takkan terlupa kisah kasih di sekolah dengan si dia. Tiada masa paling indah, masa-masa di sekolah. Tiada kisah paling indah, kisah kasih di sekolah. Tiada masa paling indah, masa-masa di sekolah. Tiada kisah paling indah, kisah kasih di sekolah. Masa-masa paling indah. Kasih di sekolah,
Voice of Indonesia.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. It's nice to meet again with me Putri in Music Corner segment. In today's edition, we present a song in keroncong genre entitled Oh Kekasihku. The song tells about someone's homesickness to her lover. There is beautiful memory when it's present again, and it's not easy to forget in her memory. The keroncong song is sung by Ervina Simarmata. Ervina is a young talented singer who is aware of keroncong music. In January 2019, Ervina performed in keroncong music Kisah Mawar in Jakarta along with other keroncong singers including Intan Sukoco. The keroncong song, which is sung by the millennial singer, is a combination of keroncong music and modern music. Well, listener, here is Oh Kekasihku, sung by Ervina Simarmata.
Kasihku,
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Sempat ku tak lagi percaya artinya cinta. Luka yang tak hilang tinggal begitu saja. Namun keajaiban cinta bertemu dengannya. Waktu dan cintanya sembuhkan luka. Dan kini kau bawakan bahagia. Setiap saat terus teringat. Tanpamu ku tak kuat. Ku yakin mencintaimu sempurna. Sayangimu selamanya. Ku telah terikat. Tak lagi sendiri melawan luka yang dalam. Karena kau telah datang hapus semua tentangnya. Beruntung ku bisa kembali rasakan cinta. Hanyalah dirimu sembuhkan luka. Dan kini kau bawakan bahagia. Setiap saat terus teringat. Tanpamu ku tak kuat. Ku yakin mencintaimu sempurna. Sayangimu selamanya. Ku telah terikat. Berjanjilah kepadaku, kau dan aku kan bersatu. Takkan ada yang memisahkan kita. Saat terus teringat. Tanpamu ku tak kuat. Ku yakin mencintaimu sempurna. Sayangimu selamanya. Ku telah terikat. Ku telah terikat.
Pernah terlintas untuk tinggalkan kamu jauh dariku kasihku. Karena aku milikmu, kamu milikku, separuh nyawaku hidup bersamamu.
Well listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Dalla. See you on the next English program.